Feel the body resting on this support that you've created for it. And notice, is the weight of the body balanced equally on the left side of the body and the right side of the body? If you need to make an adjustment, just simply do so now. And notice, is the center of the head resting on the support? Soften the inner corners of the eyes. And let the eyeballs rest deeply in their sockets. Be aware of the space of the eye socket, this eye cavity and the space that it occupies. And be aware of the eyeballs resting in that space. Be aware of the mouth, the inner structures within the mouth, the upper teeth and gums, the lower teeth and gums, the tongue, the root of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, the walls of the mouth, the left side wall, the right side wall. Be aware of the upper lip, feeling the inner surface of the upper lip, and being aware of the outer surface of the upper lip. Perhaps recalling a time when you were putting lip gloss on your lips or a lipsil on your lips. Just feeling this sensation from that memory. Be aware of the whole upper lip. And become aware of the lower lip, the inner surface of the lower lip, where the lower lip and the teeth gently touch. And be aware of the outer surface of the lower tip. Again, perhaps recalling the memory of applying the lip balm to the lower lip. And feel the sensations on the lower lip. And be aware of the space between both lips, even if they're touching. Be aware of both lips, upper and lower together. And allow the lips to come fully into sensation. And moving to the ears, become aware of the tunnel of the ears, the ear canals. Moving from inner ear to outer ear, be aware of the shape of both ears, the creases, the folds, the crevices of both ears. And let the sounds in the room, the sounds of my voice, the hum of the fan, the sound of others breathing, the sounds outside the room, allow all these sounds to come into your hearing rather than grasping or reaching outward for the sound. Let the ears come fully into sensation, perhaps a sense of warmth or glowing, a vibration feeling both ears, left and right, together. And be aware of the sense of touch on the face. Feel the coolness of the air on the face, the forehead, the outer cheeks, left and right, the chin or lower jaw. This tactile sensation on the face. Feeling the whole face, the edges of the face, the hairline. And be aware of the nose, the movement of nostril, of breath in both nostrils. And become aware of the breath itself, this movement of breath, and the sensations in the body produced by the movement of breath. Not with the thought of wanting to change anything or make anything different. Simply being with the experience of your breath in this moment. Take a moment to notice the quality of the breath. Is it smooth and even, rough or jagged? Knowing there are no right answers. Also knowing that simply being aware of the breath may produce a subtle change. Notice the duration of the inhalation and the exhalation. Are they about the same, or is one a little longer than the other? Again, no right answer. And notice the degree of comfort with the inhalation and exhalation. Is there more comfort or ease with the inhalation or with the exhalation? Again, no right answers. Observe the flow of breath entering and exiting the nostrils. Feel the coolness of the incoming breath, following it from the nostrils into the throat, into the chest, and perhaps down into the belly. And on the exhale, feel the warmth of the exhaling breath, retracing that path from belly through chest, inner throat, and out the nostrils. And as the breath leaves the nostrils, imagine it filling the space in front of the body. Notice if there's any pauses at the end of the inhalation or the end of the exhalation. Or a slight gap. Is there a hurry to make the inhalation arise before the exhalation is really finished? Is there a sense of pulling on the inhalation? Is there a sense of pushing on the exhalation? Can you simply allow the breath to do what it wants to do? And as you're observing the breath, becoming the witness or the watcher of this breath, count the inhalation, the duration of the inhalation, as 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. And then count the duration of the exhalation. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. Just noting the count for each. And then can you allow the exhalation to be one or two counts longer than the inhalation without forcing the breath, without pushing or pulling the breath? Simply counting the breath in the same manner and allowing the exhalation to extend a little bit longer. And at the end of the exhalation, allow the inhalation to arise on its own accord and go back to regular breathing, just allowing the body to be breathed, allowing the breath to do what it wants to do. Continuing to follow the stream of the breath, the flow of the breath. Staying with the sensation produced in the body by this movement. And then on the next exhalation, count the breath and let it be one or two counts longer than your inhaling count, whatever that count was. And at the end of that extended exhalation, allow the inhalation to naturally arise, going back to regular, relaxed breathing. Let the breath be totally quiet and feel peace in the whole body, from the silent inhale, observing the warmth and the fullness of the inhalation and the release on the exhalation. And take a moment to observe the breath one more time. Again, noticing the duration of the inhale and the exhale. Noticing the quality of the breath. And notice the state of the body and the mind. Has anything changed? Is anything different?